If it wasn't for my children, that thought would have been a lot stronger, but you can't run with children, you know? And then there's also the other side of it too, that if you run, is it the right thing to do? You know, if God put me in this position, am I not deemed in God's eyes worthy to stand through that fire? And if my suffering brings light on the atrocities happening in America, is that not a worthy thing to stand through? And so, while part of me, yeah, I want to run, I probably would have taken off to Mexico, but you know, less likely probably to get found down there. I don't know. But I don't think there's like a right and wrong decision. So I did. I chose to stay and just endure it. But yeah, that's a good question because it did go through my head. There was a lot of things that go through your head as you're going into these, into something like this, especially when it got closer to prison. You know, I'm no criminal history, and it's like, I'm not going to a camp. I'm going to a federal facility. If they just put my name in, rachelpowell.com or .org, I have a website with a link that will go there. That's really the easiest way, is just to know my name again. So I'm just back on Facebook. I'm just back on Instagram. I said I would never go back to those platforms again because they gave me the boot before I had even turned myself in. I was like, I'm never going back. Never gonna do it. And yet here I am, like literally just this month, I'm back on those. So they can find me there. And I'm gonna start making some videos. And so they'll be able to find me on YouTube and Rumble. I journaled my whole year in prison. Every single day I wrote down, I journaled. And so as I start typing out my journaling paperwork, I'll probably be making videos and sharing my experiences there. So people really might want to find me because it should be interesting and eye-opening for them. And as I go through my paperwork as well, you know, I got all my legal documents sent back from prison, and so I have a lot of forms that I filed that I'll be able to prove that the BOP is not doing what it should, that they are interfering with the grievance process. And you know, anybody out there that really cares, they really want to know what's going on in the BOP, find me. Follow me because I'll be sharing that information as I go through it. And it's going to be slow going because there's just so much. And you know, I am going to be moving again, and you know, just there's life and work to be done, but I'm going to go through it and share.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.